75 years ago, rock and roll legend was born in Lubbock, Texas. Charles Hardin Holley, but most people just called him Buddy.
I'm gonna tell you how it's gonna be. Are you gonna give your love to me?
Buddy Holly died just 22 years later in a plane crash that's sometimes been called the day the music died. But Buddy Holly's music and his influence has lived on and inspired several generations of musicians, including 19, who perform on a new tribute CD that's out this week, Rave On Buddy Holly. That's the British rock band Florence and the Machine performing the same song that Buddy Holly did. Let's put it this way, their 2011 interpretation of it. Producer and Hollywood music supervisor Randall Poster brought them and 18 other music artists and bands together for the tribute album, and that number also includes the singer and songwriter Jenny O. So we're pleased to be joined now by Randall Poster and Jenny O, who are in our studios at NPR West. Thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Could we ask both of you, when did you first hear Buddy Holly?
Really young, age 8, age 5, just on the radio and everywhere. And he's just a pure love songwriter, total bleeding heart.
What about you, Mr. Poster?
I think my first exposure was through the movie American Graffiti. I think that was really the gatekeeper that brought me to Buddy Holly.
You know, year in and year out, I don't think there's a bigger name in music all over the world than Sir Paul McCartney. So what happened when your people contacted his people?
Well, Paul McCartney, has been one of the most vocal and prominent fans of Buddy Holly's. And it was actually in conversation with the people who work at his publishing company that kind of spawned the idea. So we started out with the great advantage of knowing that Sir Paul was going to make a contribution to the album.
Well, let's listen to it. Sir Paul McCartney's rendition of It's So Easy. Jenny O, when you hear Buddy Holly, what do you hear as a performer?
It's a couple different things. In the music, it's his melodies, geometric, swirling melodies sometimes, and in his lyrics, which are so pure and unfiltered seeming. And sometimes it almost seems like they're bad lyrics. There's like the first rhyme that came to his mind or, cliches, but he owned them. My other thing with Buddy was just his performance. It's so honest and pure, and maybe had to do with his age. He hadn't yet gotten to the point where he started questioning what he was saying or what he was doing. He was just going for it.
Jenny, let's listen, if we could, to your rendition of I'm Gonna Love You Too.
I'm gonna love you too. I don't care what you told me. You're gonna say you hold me. If you're gonna say you love me, 'cause I'm gonna love you too.
Did you decide, unlike some other people we could mention on this album, to try and hit some of the same notes Buddy Holly did? Some of the same techniques?
Yeah, I think I chose that song, first of all, because I was feeling that way that week.
Did it work out? it did. Good. Okay, I was going to say it's personal, but since you volunteered, good. I'm happy for you both.
I chose that song, and then once I got into it, I realized it's kind of a challenge to sing, because it's not just I'm going to love you too, it's I'm going to love you too. So there's people talk about his hiccup, that bouncy nature of singing and breathing. And so it was stepping outside of my normal singing techniques.
I've read that. Your father had a collection of vintage records that he played for you.
Well, yeah, my father was in a cover band and played all just top 40 hits, but from the 50s and 60s and 70s. So that's the music I grew up on. I grew up musically as if it was the 60s, I think. I didn't really become aware of anything else until the 2000s.
Until 2000, huh?
Yeah.
Must have been quite a thing for you to wake up and realize that Jack Kennedy was no longer president. And
someone tipped me
that
off.
The Beatles had broken up.
I'm here now.
Well, good. Good to be with you.
Thank you.
Mr. Poster, let's play a version of Buddy Holly's That'll Be the Day by the rock band Modest Mouse.
Well, you gave me all your lovin' and all your turtle dovin', all your hugs and kisses and your money too. Oh, you know you love me, baby, still you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. That'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yeah, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave me, but you know that's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
Oh, this strays a little bit from the feel of Buddy Holly, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, I shouldn't say stray. It's a deliberate course, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think the artists really brought themselves into the process. So there was a bit of musical alchemy that tended to happen where the songs filtered through the artist's personas. And I know through the process it wasn't about, okay, how does this one go? And the songs bear both the Buddy imprint as well as the particular artist's imprint.
It is astonishing, almost a little disorienting to recall we're talking about a musical legacy that endures for decades after lasting only 18 months.
You know, when you talk about some of these songs, there are people who think these songs belong to different generations of artists. I mean, where we had Not Fade Away, that certainly people would think it's one of their favorite Rolling Stones songs or their favorite Grateful Dead song. Mm-hmm. And maybe now some people will think it's their favorite Florence and the Machine song. But Paul McCartney, if you think about it, he probably had been playing It's So Easy for 50 years.
Yeah.
And clearly you see how much he enjoys playing it. I think that there is probably nothing more, no greater evidence to its greatness by virtue of the fact that you can still have fun playing it all these years later.
Mr. Poster, you work as a music supervisor in movies, right?
I do.
So, like, if you want a scene to open in 1955, is there any better way to do that than to have 8 bars of Buddy Holly playing on a car radio?
You know, it's funny you ask that question, and I find it hard to answer because I think that for me right now he's just so time transcendent that I probably would place him in any decade, probably to the consternation of some of the directors that I'm working with.
Randall Poster has produced Rave On Buddy Holly, a new tribute album in honor of Buddy Holly's 75th birthday. Among the artists featured, of course, are Sir Paul McCartney, Modest Mouse, and Jenny O, who also joined us from NPR West. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Maybe, baby, you'll be true. Maybe, baby, I'll have you someday.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.